Hello, welcome to Poodle Podcast. My name's Andrew and I'm joined today by head coach Louis Tonkin. How are you, Louis?
Very well, thank you, Andrew.
Good. Right, last weekend the club lost 2017 at home to RGC. What did you make of the game?
It was a fantastic occasion. I think Ben Jeffries spoke very well after the game and talked about that's what club rugby is about. Welsh club rugby, below the Premiership even, you know, to get that many supporters down from both sides down to the game. Fantastically contested match. Two really, really good, ambitious teams going at it, hammer and tom. I thought it was a great occasion and, you know, for a neutral, I thought it was a fantastic game of rugby as well.
And despite the loss, what positives can you take from the game?
There's lots of positives. I mean, I feel like we probably did enough to win the game. And we're trying to discuss, you know, what happened on the day. And, you know, the big tight games, end of season, cup finals, those sorts of things, they all come down to fine margins and key moments in a game. And I think a couple of those key moments just went away from us on Saturday in the first half. The positives were, you know, other than that soft try, the first try that we conceded, I thought that they didn't really work for any of their tries. I thought we defended very well, and they only managed to score off that cheap try and when we had a man down on the wing, you know. So defensively we were overall very good, and I thought we did enough to win the match. Unfortunately it wasn't to be on the day, but you know, the courage and the character from the guys was fantastic, as it always has been all year, and some of our aspects of play were very, very good, but some need to be improved on coming to Bargoed this week.
And obviously, as you've just referenced there, you played Bargoed this week. The equation is pretty simple, isn't it? If you beat Bargoed, then promotion is secured. Are you confident of doing just that?
Yeah, we've got to be confident, and we are confident. You know, we know Bargoed are a very, very good side. We know they're very difficult to beat away from home. And I mean, the guys are very excited about the challenge now. As soon as the final whistle went on Saturday, there was a real focus. Real focus amongst the coaches, real focus amongst the players. We know exactly what we need to do. Not very often in top-end sport do we get a second chance at something. And we felt that we could have done it on weekend, but it didn't happen. We got a second chance at this Saturday, and we're very confident of going to Bargoed and getting a win. But we know how tough that is going to be. We know that we have to be on our mettle in every single area. We have to make sure that those key moments go our way on the weekend and don't go the opposition way.
And obviously the club drew 19-0 with Bargoed earlier in the season. Will you reference that game at any point during this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bargoed have come a long way since then. Mind you, they had a sort of rocky first six or seven games and then they sort of hit some form. We played them during that period, but they're a good team and they're not only the forward pack that people think they are now. They play a lot of rugby, and if you watch some of their games, particularly RGC game recently, they played a lot of rugby and they've got some great backs, and obviously they've got that element to the game, that ruggedness, that hardness up front, but we feel that we can match that. The issue that day was that we were, I think, 19-6 up or 19-7 up, and we got two cards. You know, they managed to get into us and got us to bite, and we reacted badly, and that discipline cost us that game. We felt that we dominated that game for large patches, but just a couple of cards, I think a yellow and a red card in the last 20 minutes probably let them back in, and it's a game that probably got away with us and hopefully won't haunt us come final whistle on Saturday.
And how much of a boost would it give the team if Pontypool fans travelled to Bargoed in large numbers?
Oh, it'd be amazing. The fans always amaze me, absolutely amaze me, and the fans on the weekend were fantastic. RGC brought a great crowd, but we were always there in support, and there were people there that weren't at the games recently, you know, that came out of the woodwork and came in support on Saturday, and it made the world a difference. It really, really did. It just brings more buzz to the occasion. The stuff on Facebook and social media in the coming weeks has been amazing. If that fan base and that support base come to Bargoed on Saturday, it will really make the difference. And we know it's a hostile place to go and a tough place to go and win, so that 16th man is all important on Saturday.
Great, thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you, Andrew.